Hearing your BP felt like spring, man. Is it good?
Yeah, it's good to be back. Good to be back with the big league baseballs, and just to hear it again, get out on the field with the guys, and just get a taste of the new atmosphere. It's a lot of fun.
How much have you and Derek been talking this offseason?
We met right when he initially signed a few months back. Kind of met on and off. I spent a lot of time in Pittsburgh this offseason. He was up there getting situated and stuff like that. So last time I really sat down with him was around Pirate Fest, but I'm sure we'll get to, you know, catching up here in camp.
A word we keep hearing with Shelton and his staff is individualized. Things are more catered to you. Mm-hmm. It's just your first day, but from what you've heard from him and met with him, does that feel like that's going to be something different for you guys?
Yeah, I feel like based off what the pitchers have been saying, because they're like officially here and they're starting to get their work days in and starting to understand ball flight and using Rapsodo a little bit more, just understanding, you know, how the ball's coming out of their hand. So it's definitely exciting to see that side of the ball, and then, you know, understanding that here when we start up here in a couple of weeks, we'll be right there with them and learn more about ourselves.
Is that something that's exciting to you, knowing that, okay, it may just be more about, like, this is a strength I have, let's focus on that?
For sure, yeah. Every work day, it's going to be about each and every one of us getting better, you know, just trying to focus in on what we need to get better on, and you're just hammering it out.
Getting here before, no position player report day, was that important to you to, you know, get a feel for everything before things?
Yeah, I like to come, you know, a few days early just to get my feet wet and, you know, get on the field on repetitive days and, you know, take ground balls on repetitive days, because in the off season it's once or twice a week, and then you get on the field, you know, to hit once or twice a week as well. So just get out and get a few times in the same week and get situated here at Pirate City. It's a good thing to do.
Josh talked about focus last month. Defense, changing your arms a lot. How comfortable did it feel out there just to get out there with your teammates?
Oh, yeah. I felt good. I mean, it was my first time taking ground balls in like a week and a half, so I missed a couple, you know, overthrew a couple. But in my world, I feel like if I overthrow the ball, that I'm in a good place. Like, I don't want to see, you know, short hops or, like, me cutting my arm off. Like, if I'm going to make a throwing mistake, it's going to be because, you know, I'm throwing the ball hard towards the target. So I'm excited for it. I felt good day one, and hopefully I can show more.
Defensively, every year you've talked about making adjustments, playing first. What is the one that you're going to do this year, or did you change much at all?
Yeah, I think just going into the offseason, I changed my arm slot completely, so I'm just trying to focus on releasing the ball, you know, three quarters, maybe a little bit lower than that. Just every throwing program, every throw on the, you know, ground balls that we're taking. So something that I worked on for months now, so I feel comfortable with it, and it's cool to just be able to kind of show that here in ground ball work.
What does it mean to you guys to get Gerard Dyson here?
Oh, I'm excited. You know, I was one of those guys in the outfield where you hit it center field, you're, you know, holding your breath the whole time. So, you know, a guy with a great track record. He's probably got a lot of stories for us, you know, playing in really big ball games. So I'm excited to pick his brain a little bit and, you know, get to share the playing field with him.
How important is that to a team when you get a guy who has a World Series ring?
Oh, I mean, it's great. I mean, it's one of those things where I know that the pitchers have been ranting and raving about his defense, but just to be able to understand big games, big situations, doing the things at the right times, playing the game the right way, it's definitely going to help us.
Do you notice there's more of an emphasis on defense this year with you guys? Have you seen any of that?
Oh, just day one? I mean, I don't know. We haven't had any, like, meetings or anything like that. I just know that there's going to be a lot of individual work on each guy in the infield, in the outfield, focusing on what we need to get better at. And instead of like a collective whole, let's all go out and take ground balls, it's going to be like, you need to do this today, you need to do this today, you need to do this today. And if we can do that over the course of camp, we're all going to get better collectively.
When you look around, you got a lot of new faces. I mean, what's the feeling coming in here now this year?
Oh, it's great. It's something that, you know, it's kind of refreshing. You know, the atmosphere's changed. And just with an individualized work day, just to feel the buzz that the pitchers are talking about. They're all excited. They're seeing things that they've never seen before, heard about from different organizations, but they're seeing it for the first times themselves, and they're getting better. So we're excited.
Would you say it feels a little lighter?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think the goal of this camp was to allow us to work, get better, and then unplug and leave the field and kind of leave baseball behind, you know, grind it out when we're here, but not take anything home, not have any baggage, or show up early just to get meetings in. So I'm excited for it.
How important is that aspect of things for you, to not have to think like, okay, I had to do X, Y, and Z today outside of just playing a game or practicing and getting
I'm better? Excited for it. It's something I've never known, really, not since like summer ball. So it's been like 10 years removed. So I'm excited to try it out again.
Josh, you talked about saw a lot of growth from you from 2018 to 19 season. So, how much of what you've changed is from 2018 on, or just since last season?
This is definitely from yeah. I had one work day where I was throwing sidearm, and I didn't really build up the arm strength. I went out there and I tried it out. Guys have been telling me to do it for years, but I was like, the first time that I picked up a ball this offseason, I was like, I'm going to throw like this and I'm going to figure it out. So, you know, here 50, 60, 70 throwing programs later, I kind of figured it out. So I'm excited to get, you know, what, 6 weeks with ground balls in leading up into, you know, the first day of, you know, ball in Tropicana, and then show what I got this year.
How natural is it feeling for you right now?
It feels so much more natural. I think that's the key. There was something in the outfield where I just had more time to get my arm up and get it out. But with shorter, like choppier strides in the infield, I never really had a feel for where my arm was. And if I was holding on to the ball a little bit late, I would always cut it off. But now, since I'm out here, it's like if I'm late, I can still be behind the ball. And if I'm early, I'm still behind the ball. So I feel like I'm in a good place.
Got it. One last thing. A lot of people keep saying two things: changing the narrative and surprising people. What do you think when you hear those two phrases?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's what it's all about. I mean, come together this camp, come together as a team, understand who we're going to have this year, understand that there's nobody else in this clubhouse that we want. You know, we're going to go out this year and have the pieces that we want to go out and compete every night. And I mean, you saw it with me last year. There were a lot of articles coming out like, oh, he's nothing, and, you know, kind of flipped the script. So it was a lot of fun. I'm excited for the team to do that this year.
Do you still use that article last year's motivation?
I honestly didn't last year, but that's just going to be another thing. Hopefully, you know, we can flip the narrative, and, you know, it's you know, all it takes is a couple weeks. So I'm excited for it.
It's part of it because last year it was that article. Then now it's, well, can he do it for a full season? Do you kind of – I know you try to avoid that stuff. When you hear it, like, what does that do to you?
I'm still, like, one day at a time for me. I think that's the only way to play. I feel like I can't really focus on anybody, you know, behind a computer. I got to focus on me in between the lines. And if I can do that and find – which I think I did. I found what was working last year, and I worked on it all off season. And, you know, I knew that I needed to make strides on defense, and I've worked on that as well. So I think the sky's the limit this year.
Last year you had a new second baseman, Adam Frazier, and you had three or four guys playing shortstop with all the injuries and everything. How much easier is it when you're working with the same guys all the time to get into dealing with the double play balls and things like that?
Yeah, I think it's going to be good this year just to know that, you know, Kevin's going to be there, Frazier's going to be there, turn plays for me. And, I mean, you saw Kevin today. He's lights out. He's ready to go day one of camp. So I'm excited to play with him again. And just, you know, we make each other better. So I'm excited to be on the other side of the ball with him too.